If you or a loved one have been affected negatively by the recent illness sweeping the population called caldera farming, please be aware that this is a plea to free yourself from what is effectively a cage, a prison of the mind. Okay. Portal Ops, let's talk about it. So, in the recent TWID, Bungie addressed the loot issue. Basically, they have a continuing interest in fixing the portal reward structure. By all accounts, this is good, of course. However, there's an issue I want to discuss that I haven't seen as many people talk about, and that's the fact that portal activities as a whole are genuinely unplayable dog shit. I talked about this a bit in my Why Are Solo Ops So Boring video, but I wanted to lay out the entire issue here in as much detail as possible in hopes that Bungie actually fixes what's broken. So, what is actually wrong with Portal Ops? The overall issue encompasses several aspects, but is really rather simple, and it mainly stems from the fact that we are playing an MMO. Every activity is motivated by speed and loot, therefore, so the faster an activity can be cleared and the more impactful loot you receive, the better it is. Bungie then has a vested interest in slowing us down, right? If we clear activities too fast, we'll get all the loot we want and stop playing the activity. This problem is, of course, null and void for speedrunners and PvP players, but for everyone else, it's actually pretty important as loot farming is a main player population driver. The problem then appears when one looks at how Bungie slows us down, aka the actual gameplay. I am of the belief that this gameplay is exceptionally horrible for several reasons, which I will lay out through a series of examples here. In Caldera, you spawn in and immediately look at your bonus objective. If it says kill 60 enemies, time loss. If it says 20 precision kills, time loss. Then, if it's fallen, you must destroy 3 buildings. However, instead of simply holding interact to destroy the buildings, or even shooting them, you instead spawn an exploder shank after an interact. This shank will then rage bait the ever-living fuck out of you, trying to do everything except blow up the building to progress the activity. So, we have our first major source of grief. This being frustrating inconsistency. No matter what you do, the game's inconsistency will constantly slow you down, annoying you time and time again. Playing the game becomes similar to trekking through a swamp. The mud sucks at your boots over and over again, mosquitoes constantly pester you, and if you fuck up once, you trip and fall in the mud, or lose a boot, or are forced to find a new route because the water is too deep. You must fight constantly to avoid losing time until you decide you'd rather just not play at all. Moving on, in creation, you spawn in, run forward, and then must stand on a plate for almost 2 entire minutes. There is no way to speed up this process. Once you clear this, and then the traversal crystal destroying section, which is actually pretty good, you have to do it again, but this time Vex will teleport directly onto the plate you need to stand on with essentially no way to stop them. We seem to have found our second major issue then, skillless tedium. When the only obstacle between a player and their objective is time, the player is no longer playing a game but waiting, and waiting is fucking boring. This is even worse when I occasionally have to do something that requires zero mental effort, but cruelly prevents me from scrolling X, the Everything app, to alleviate my suffocating mental torpidity. Let's go to Fireteam Ops next. I'm choosing the Technocrat here because it's particularly egregious, but just know that these issues are present in every single Fireteam Op, all of them. So, you spawn in, do some traversal, wait for a door to open, wait until you can damage the brig, clear enough adds to charge my entire super, wait for the dialogue to finish so the barrier can go away, shoot some mines so I don't get insta-killed in the lowest difficulty possible, do some more traversal, reach another room with a bunch of orange bars and 2 boss-level servitors, clear all of those, then wait for the door to open, more traversal, during which there are more mines directly behind a door that is also slow to open, then a door with more adds to clear before you wait for yet another barrier to slowly fade away. This then leads to another room of adds, another fade away, and then another barrier that only shuts off after 15 seconds of dialogue. You then shoot a MacGuffin to turn off the boss's shield, shoot him and he teleports away, run past some adds, kill some adds to open a door, kill a bunch of adds to open a door, longer traversal section, and now we're finally in the boss room. Wait a couple of seconds for him to spawn, then shoot him a couple times before he goes immune. Shoot 2 MacGuffins, then shoot him again. 3 MacGuffins, him. 4 MacGuffins, then finally you kill him. There is so much downtime and everything you do is so constantly interrupted that I genuinely cannot believe this was made by the same people who designed the original D2 Strikes. By contrast, before it was reworked to be utter dogshit, Inverted Spire, to pick a random example, was a good mix of traversal and ad clear. You were constantly on the move, jumping through gravity lifts, clearing larger rooms of ads, and the only time you were actually forced to stay in the same place, enough ads spawned to keep you busy. Also, the boss was only soft-gated, which meant that better DPS correlated to a faster kill. It's important to note that both examples I chose are also good representations of the design philosophy at the time they were and are in the game. Now, the actual issue I'm trying to nail down here is a bit more convoluted than the other two, but it has something to do with wasted time. Like, if I was to tell you to shoot three arrows into a box I was pointing at, the fastest way to do that would be to knock, draw, and lose three arrows. However, if I told you to kill the box and put you in front of a parkour course, you'd feel like everything up until I told you the box was dead was only a means to an end. If I then put the box one third of the way into the course, and when you had hit it with your first arrow, I told you to stop and wait while I moved the box a little further down the course, now you'd feel frustrated. Why can't I just shoot the box three times, you'd say, and I would respond with, I need watch time, so I'm dragging out this metaphor so you understand my point. In Borderlands, any enemy can potentially drop useful loot at a low chance, and badass enemies which are tougher have a higher chance to drop better loot. This means that when I get spammed with enemies in Borderlands, I'm thinking, I hope I get something good when I kill this guy, instead of, holy shit, why are there six rage banes? I'm going to staple someone to a wall. Point being, in Destiny 2, activities are run for the rewards at the end. Therefore, when you tell me to kill five enemies and then five more enemies before the door slowly fades open, it's going to feel significantly worse when that objective is directly denying me from utilizing my skill to get the reward faster. Next, let me talk about immune phases. They are, without a doubt, one of my most hated systems in Destiny 2's more casual content strictly because of the way they are executed. Why is this? Well, in other games, immune phases are typically made out of mechanical necessity. If a boss is going to morph from three heads to six, it's good to stop the fight while that's happening so the player knows that very soon something important will happen that will impact the fight. Examples being new attacks, attack pattern shifts, new mechanics, and arena change, etc. These immune phases are good for the player because they give you some time to shift modes. You think, okay, he's going to be mostly aerial now, or he's going berserk, it's time to focus up and finish him off. An alternative to the immune phase is the damage phase, aka the boss is immune most of the time but becomes vulnerable periodically. These are usually part of a more involved boss fight because of the increased mechanical demand on the player. Think about how you can only damage Templar after you crack his shield with the Aegis, or how the Witness only takes damage after cracking all the buttons. These mechanics are designed to test how much damage players can deal in a short amount of time, usually after defeating a mechanical or combat challenge. Next up is the soft health gate. Think about Caretaker. After you deal a certain amount of damage to him, it activates a timer for him to stop the damage phase and teleport up one floor. However, if you manage to deal enough damage, you can push him all the way to his final stand in a single phase, thus saving time. Soft gates are also useful for immune phase style boss fights. In pre-patch Arms Dealer, after you dealt a certain amount of damage to the boss, he'd start walking over to a tower that he would hide in until you disabled his shielding. You could, however, deal enough damage to end the boss fight right as it began, because there was nothing stopping you from just straight up killing him. This approach to boss fight design makes player DPS output very important and provides additional value to heavy weapons that aren't swords with eager edge. Finally, we have the mechanic from hell that is hard gating. As with soft health gating, a hard gate is triggered when the boss reaches a certain health threshold. However, unlike a soft health gate that provides flexibility and nuance, a hard gate simply stops all incoming damage beyond that point. I can get an enemy with a hard health gate down to 1 HP before that gate, and my Celestial Nighthawk Golden Gunshot will still only deal 1 damage. This is frustrating because it means that any damage dealt over that threshold is wasted. My Golden Gun would have been better if I'd saved it for the next phase, for example. This style of mechanic is strictly anti-player. Sure, you can use it to provide a specific experience, like a final stand, for example, but ultimately a player will always have to be aware of that arbitrary line in the health bar where they must avoid wasting damage. This is, however, somewhat acceptable in very involved, curated boss fights like raids, because it forces players to deal a very specific amount of damage in a very specific amount of time. Thus, you can balance around that to provide a certain level of difficulty. Where this is completely unacceptable, though, is roam content, like strikes, solo ops, or what have you. Not only do bosses for the most part not have different mechanics per phase, but they also aren't involved fights. Killing Protheon does not get more interesting because I am now forced to wait for him to teleport three times before I can blow his fucking head off. Brachgus Zahn does not suddenly become unique because I'm now forced to watch him fly up and down from pillars twice. Unimprovable stalling also means a frustrating experience for the players when speed is the ultimate goal, and exceptionally so when these mechanics are sluggish to activate and waste even more time than they regularly would. In Borderlands 4, I got a really cool legendary sniper at level 20. I then fought a boss with it, and it absolutely fried this boss. I'm talking like 4 shots and it was dead level carnage. I skipped its mechanics and I absolutely obliterated this guy. That was a really cool experience, but it wouldn't have happened if the game forced me to sit back and watch as it went and picked up the box and moved it further down the obstacle course. Yeah, you see that? I know how to make callbacks. You should subscribe right now. Subscribe right now. Okay. Getting back on track, Destiny 2 actually has a brilliant showcase of why health gates are so harmful to player enjoyment going on as I write this script. Lightweight sword hilt jump attacks are frying every boss, but none of that matters in Rome content because bosses just hit their health gate and then the game goes back to being boring again. Imagine if every Bile Titan you fought in Helldivers was gated at half health because putting a rocket in its brain was deemed OP. Imagine if the Taken Knight we used to farm for exotics back in D1 had damage gates. Imagine if Guardians in the Crucible were gated after their shield cracked. It's a brain-dead mechanic that needs to be severely cut back, or better yet, entirely removed from any content moving forward. It punishes DPS gameplay, it destroys boss combat flow, it severely devalues heavy weapons that are meant for DPS, and it puts a concrete wall in the way of speedrunning any activity. You'll be flying through Insight Terminus, using a loadout perfectly crafted to fry champions, clear adds like crazy, and beam through transitions, but as soon as you healthgate the boss, everything stops in its tracks. When I saw a regular-ass Cabal Legionary with a yellow health bar go invincible after like 3 bursts from a rocket pulse in the Reclaim Activity reveal stream, I just about lost it. It feels like absolute shit to play, it's just there to drag out the activity. If you want the activity to last longer, put more rooms to clear, throw even more enemies at us, give the boss more health, or add a second boss, but please, please, please stop with these bullshit immune phases. They are aggressively horrid for the game. Okay, Pinnacle Ops are up next, then a quick word on Crucible. Firstly, why the hell are we spawning at the start of the dungeon, or in Heffen's case, the transition, if we're just there to do one encounter? If we're effectively running a checkpoint, just start us at the checkpoint. We're going to be running these encounters at 50 under light anyway, so they're already going to be insanely difficult. The reduced time to complete them could theoretically make up for the increased difficulty, therefore, but if you spawn us at the beginning of a transition, that time to complete goes through the roof. We're also probably loading into said activity with locked loadouts or even Touché on so we can earn tier 5s, so now we're forced off of Eager Edge and Mountaintop for the transition, which aside from the time loss will also make transitioning insanely boring. Secondly, these modifiers are simply not compatible with dungeon encounters. An extra crowd control bane added to a group of enemies doesn't add anything meaningful to the encounter, and every single ammo brick potentially blasting me into orbit is not interesting difficulty. Dungeons were effectively solved with Master and Normal, so why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? If you need a higher difficulty, just make it Grandmaster and crank the light deficit a bit higher, but all these modifiers do is make the game annoying. Lastly, why are every raid and dungeon not in the portal? Like, surely it can't be that hard to place them all in there and make standard portal loot drop alongside the other loot from the dungeon. Extra bonus points if we could start from any checkpoint, but I don't trust Bungie to not spawn us at the beginning of transitions anymore. Hell, these dungeons don't even have to work with the modifier system. If normal mode was on light and dropped -1 tier of weapons, and master was like 20 or 30 under and dropped +0 or +1 tier weapons, the community would love you overnight. They aren't though, so the game feels empty of rewarding endgame activities. Finally, Crucible. Why does Trials still have a flawless pull? We've been through this. Why is every portal mode skill-based matchmaking when historically SBMM has significantly hurt every mode it's been added to? You yourself said that high-skill players play less when skill-based matchmaking is in the game. Well, guess what? Players gain skill over time. This means that even in your model, players who enjoy PvP will always end up playing the game less. You are designing PvP for the people who hate it. Do you not see the problem here? Also, why is there lobby balancing on top of SBMM? Stop trying to curate the matchmaking experience. PvP's chaotic charm coupled with the uniqueness of every lobby is why it has such longevity. However, if you force every match to be the same, PvP loses this draw. Why should I try to get better when I know every match is going to be the same no matter how hard I try? Why should I use off-meta picks when my team will be mercied relentlessly because I'm not solo carrying? PvP has never been balanced. It probably never will be because you've proven yourselves incapable of that. However, it could at least be fun for the people who love it the most, and right now, it is not. Alright, I think I've proven, quite excessively so, that the portal's gameplay is what is killing it, not necessarily just the reward structure. How then do we fix this? Step 1. Negate frustrating RNG. Let me select my bonus objective in the modifier section. When I interact with an objective, make it complete instantly. When I select Banes, make them spawn in the same location or at least the same group of enemies every time. Step 2. Rework boring gameplay. Stop making me stand on plates for minutes at a time. Defense objectives should progress with enemy kills or they shouldn't exist at all. Also, stop making enemies run or even teleport directly onto objectives to make them take longer. Let us use our build crafting and skill to clear activities faster. We've already invested lots of time to come up with these builds. You're doing nothing but hurting the game when you try to tax us for our time twice like this. Step 3. Return to base game Destiny 2 strike philosophy. These are quick activities. We are on the move constantly. We are trying to get in, kill a target, and get out. Making us stop to clear three waves of drop pods and slow spawning enemies is boring and tedious, forcing us to kill every enemy five rooms in a row when canonically our character could just blow the doors open, kill the guy, and leave, not only kills immersion, but is also boring and tedious. Step 4. Stop hard gating boss health. Boss fights are dynamic. If I have more DPS, it ends faster. If I have less DPS, it takes longer. Trying to force us to play through three rounds of shooting crystals before we can kill the guy with two GL shots worth of health is undefinably, hair-wrenchingly frustrating. Step 5. Stop intentionally wasting player time. If we're there to run a dungeon encounter, spawn us at the start of the encounter. If some things are faster than others, that's okay, that's how games work. Does it really make that much of a difference if people are farming Ekthar insta-kills or Encore speedruns? No, it really doesn't. Step 6. More content. This is important. We do not have enough solo ops, pinnacle ops, or crucible playlists. Variety smooths over imperfection, but monotony brings issues to the forefront. Either fix every issue, or give us more stuff to play so that we can ignore them. Step 7. Final step. Stop trying to design the game for people who don't even play it. PvP? Remove SVMM. Remove the flawless pool. Significantly loosen or remove lobby balancing entirely. Remove the dogshit maps while you're at it. You know the ones. Check your Twitter replies next time Trials is on Vostok. You'll understand. Allow the unfun or low-skill weapon types to be objectively worse than their high-skill counterparts. And for fuck's sake, please pass on that crossplay networking needs looked at. For PvE, stop designing everything around the activities we play the least. Have you ever stopped to wonder why we farmed Lake of Shadows so much? It's not just because the strike was fast, but because it was fun. There were no defense objectives, there were very few kill all the thing rooms, there were fun skips, cool Shatterskate lines, and the boss was a DPS race before your well ran out and you died to all the adds spawning nonstop behind you. We love Destiny 2. We want it to be so much better than it is, and we know that it has that potential. And to any devs who might be watching this, know that you have the power in your hands to make the game better, even if your bosses are out-of-touch assholes. You can tweak the spawn so that the room is more fun to clear. You can make the boss's immune shield fade out faster or show up slower. You can make the changes you know need to be made for PvP, even if some idiot doesn't understand why. This game you've shaped with your own two hands is amazing, but it seriously needs help or it will die. I'm counting on you. Christ is King. Subscribe. I'm out.